Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The 10th International Day of Yoga was celebrated across the globe today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebrations from Srinagar. On the occasion, the Prime Minister addressed the gathering and participated in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental and spiritual growth. He underlined that the number of people practicing yoga is growing worldwide, saying its utility is also being recognized by the people. Regarding the expansion of yoga in the last 10 years, the Prime Minister talked about a new yoga economy and mentioned the growing attraction for yoga tourism and people's desire to visit India to learn authentic yoga. PM Modi said that the world is looking at yoga as a powerful agent of global good and enables us to live in the present without the baggage of the past. Along with the rest of the world, the 10th International Day of Yoga was observed across Arunachal Pradesh today. At Raj Bhavan, Governor, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnak, along with school children and officials participated in the yoga session conducted by yoga instructors from Vivekananda Kendra, Itanagar. At the assembly complex, the Yoga Day event was led by Speaker Tissam Pongte. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main, along with MP Kapil Gaur and others, celebrated the Yoga Day at Brahmakund Bridge near Parshuram Kund in Lohit District. In Tawang, Yoga Day was observed at Gyalwa Sangyang Gyatso High Altitude Stadium. Security forces, students, monks and general public participated in the program organized by the district administration in collaboration with Indian Army. The Indian Army also organized yoga sessions for students and public at Jiang subdivision of the district. In East Siang district, a yoga session was organized at Sainik School, Ninglo. Akashvani News has been recognized as one of the most trusted news brands in India. A recent survey conducted by the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism, Oxford University, has confirmed Akashvani News' preeminent position in the nation's media landscape. Released as part of the Digital News Report 2024, this annual publication revealed that Akashvani News received a trust score significantly higher than that of other prominent media houses in the country. Reacting to this remarkable feat, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal called it a validation of the unwavering commitment of Akashvani News to broadcasting the truth under all circumstances. Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, APPSC Chairman Professor Pradeep Lingpha, along with members Colonel Retired Coach Tari, Rosie Taba and Jalash Patin today called on Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnak at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar and submitted a special report on the Commission. The Governor advised the APPFC team to uphold the mandate of the Commission and ensure integrity and merit in every action. He asked them to expedite the process of conducting the competitive examinations. He also suggested various ways and means to address the challenges of conducting APPSC examinations. Earlier, the APPSC chairman briefed the governor on the initiatives of the commission and the way forward. Education Minister Pasang Dorji Sona has expressed his serious concern over the current state of education in Arunachal Pradesh, noting that it falls short of expectations. The newly sworn-in minister, who had his first review meeting with the departmental officers on Thursday, urged them to enhance their efforts to address these challenges. When the officers briefed the minister on various pressing issues of the department, Sona called for cooperation of all officials within the department, emphasizing the need for significant improvements. The Konrad Sangma-led National People's Party, NPP, has extended its support to the Pema Khandu-led BJP government in Arunachal Pradesh. The NPP, a constituent of the BJP-led Northeast Democratic Alliance, NEDA, has 5 MLAs in the 60-member assembly in Arunachal Pradesh. The newly elected NPP MLAs, led by Party State President Thangwang Wangham, called on Chief Minister Khandu on Thursday and handed over the letter of support to the BJP leader. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main on Thursday inaugurated the district emporium in Namsai, marking a significant milestone in the state government's efforts to promote local handloom and handicrafts. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.